Tuesday, May 4th, 2021, 6:06 a.m. I'm not going to paint today. Let's see. So yesterday I had all these plans on doing stuff. I was going to go get my hair cut, take the truck down for a drive, get it running. But I waited too long and the truck's battery was dead. Not completely dead, but dead enough to make sure that I couldn't start it up. So on my way to get my hair cut, I was a little bit late. Had to move over to the Prius instead. So anyway, I came home. Let's see, on the way home, I stopped and got some vegetables at Home Depot. I got some more parsley. The parsley that I grew last year is bolting and getting ready to go to seed. So it's the quality of parsley come off of that is really bad. And I also finally found a Japanese eggplant, and we'll see how that grows. I think I'll plant that in the raised bed also and see how that works in there. I've got my bitter melon growing, or planted at least, but not growing, but planted. The seeds anyway, planted in there. We'll see if any of those sprout. Let's see. Okay, so when I finally got home, last grocery shopping day, I went to Rayleigh's and they did not have the non-alcoholic beer that I like, and they completely sold out, which has happened before. So on the way home after Home Depot, I stopped off at Bel Air, and then I realized when I got to their non-alcoholic beer section that they don't have a great selection, and they definitely don't have the Heineken that I like. So I said, okay, well, let me waste a little more time and go over to Rayleigh's and buy the Rayleigh's stuff, because they got to have it in stock by now. So I got there, and the place on the shelf where it usually is was filled with something else. And I said, well, shit. Does that mean they're not going to carry it anymore? Because it sold really well because, people were buying it. And anyway, so I looked in the refrigerator section, and lo and behold, there's one case, well, not case, but one six pack left. And so I bought that, brought that home. We'll see if they restock by tomorrow. I'll buy me another six pack just to carry me over till next Wednesday. So I finally got home and I wanted to charge the truck up, but with all the newfangled computers and everything like that, I didn't know if I could actually charge the battery in the truck without any problems. So I read the book, the little owner's manual. It didn't say anything about that. As a matter of fact, it didn't say anything about recharging the battery. But it did talk about jump-starting it. And basically, you pretty much jump-start it the same way. You just avoid connecting it a certain way to keep fuses from blowing. So I said, okay, well, this is, I would think that this is less intrusive, you know, because basically all I'm doing is just dealing with a battery with a motor shut off. And I don't have to disconnect anything. So, because once you disconnect the battery on these new vehicles, you put the battery back in. Now you've got to retrain it to understand its environment, because it's kind of like a artificial intelligence kind of a thing where, you know, it needs to know what its idle limits are. It needs to know what type of fuel it's dealing with and some other crap. So, a little too complicated for me to even want to deal with. Not that I can't deal with it, but I just don't want to deal with it, you know? So, I'm glancing at my paintings because I've got so much to do outside, and if I start painting, I'm not going to do it. And I've got a lot of stuff to do, and it's getting light out there now. So, I'm running out of time. Anyway, so I dealt with that, and I was always afraid that, okay, well, let me try this out. And so I hooked up the battery, the one battery charger that I have, which is not a Well, it is kind of foolproof to a degree. If you hook it up incorrectly, it shuts off, but not until after it heats up a lot. And but it like I said, it doesn't. I don't know if it hurts the battery, not when it does that, but it must. Must do something to the battery. Anyway, so but I connected. I was making sure I connected it properly and everything. And it was, I put it in there and I charged it up. And I checked it in 5 minutes to make sure everything was going good. And I said, yeah, okay. So I gave it 30 minutes. And I looked at it again. Okay, it looks like the needle's going down from the charge, so it must be charging now. And I looked at another 30 minutes. Okay, yeah, the needle's going down even more. And I looked at another 30 minutes and I said, okay, well, it's kind of slowing down here. So then I extended it to, well, I'll wait an hour. But in the meantime, I wasn't doing anything. I didn't even go for my walk yesterday, which really pissed me off because I was dealing with all this crap. And anyway, so I was inside. I talked to the wife, and I also ate my lunch and stuff. So the rest of the afternoon was pretty much shot. Then I got involved with watching TV. Because I was waiting for, the 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. And then I did a couple more hours after that. And I said, okay, yeah, the needle went down a lot. Okay. It went down at least 50% of what it started out at, if not more. And so I said, okay, let me try it. Let me take this all off and try to start it up. And it started right up. No problem. I let it run for about 15, 20 minutes and turned it off. Went through all the little readouts and stuff and made sure everything worked okay. I found out before that when the battery had died before, after my surgery, I was not allowed to drive, so nobody was driving the truck at that time, and I didn't drive it for like 3 months or something like that, and so the battery died. And actually, I discovered at the same time I was going to go get a haircut and drive to. For the first time, drive the truck down there, and the battery was dead. So both times that the battery died, I was going to go get my hair cut. So that's kind of a lesson, It's been a little over a month that I did not drive the truck, and it's constantly drawing power because of the computer stuff, but it's minimal, but still it's drawing power. So if you don't run it, it's not going to charge up properly. And let's see. So I'm going to drive it around a little bit today. That's part of the thing. The wife was talking about going to Western Feed to get some more animal food. And after the house payment, animal costs around here are the next biggest expense. You include the vet, you include the food, especially is expensive. And anything else to deal with the animals, it's not up there with the house payment, but it's definitely in second place above everything else that I have to deal with. Okay, any kind of payments or whatever, excluding the one-time payment for the truck, excluding the one-time, well, even the one-time payment for my sister's Prius. The house, I believe that the animal cost even more than that, as I recall. Probably even more now with inflation. And so I'm looking at this and it looks a little lobster, this little dealy bobber that this recording device rests on. Here we go. That sounds, yeah, that's lots more steady there. So what else? So I'm going to I just finished doing some things in here. Oh yeah, I think I mentioned this. We had an invasion of cockroaches a couple of years ago, and they're still around outside. Last summer and fall, they seem to kind of go away, but this spring now I'm seeing a lot more of them. And one was in the garage yesterday and or day before. Day before. I went to put my boot on and picked the boot up, and there was a big roach under there. Luckily, I had my slipper in my other hand, and I got it before it got away. But it was in the middle of the floor. There's no way he was going to get away. So I had two shoes in each hand. He was going to get crushed either way. And he was a good size. He was probably 3/4 of an inch long. Okay, that would be my guess. And they're bright orange, so it's kind of like a, especially when you lift something up and they kind of like, oh, I'm exposed, and they don't know where to run. And you could see them kind of like move a little bit and then start, kind of stop and trying to figure out what am I going to do. And then crunch, they get killed. So anyway, so I bought my boric acid roach powder it has a little bit of a lure in it, which is, I guess, is some kind of food that that attracts the cockroaches to eat it and kills them off. So that's how I dealt with them last time. I kind of spread it all over all around the house, not inside. Yeah, a couple of places inside, but mainly all around the outside of the house and throughout the yard in various places. I'm pretty sure I don't have to deal with it so much near the chicken coop, because the chickens can pretty much deal with anything that's crawling around. But I still will spread some down around that area just to make sure. Let's see. So no chance of rain for a while, so I might as well put some out now, and we should be pretty good. It's about not wasting it anyway to that in that respect. Let's see, what else I got to do today? So I want to go for my walk. I want to drive the truck. I want to deal with the roaches. I want to deal with the weed situation in the garden and the weed situation out in the yard. Like I said, I still got to repair my fence. I still have to repair my gate. And I really do want to paint, but I can't. And so let me get going here, and we'll see how it works out. This let's see. Politics wise, yeah, everything's still a mess. People, they're estimating that they're projecting that the amount of illegal immigrants coming into the country, and or the amount of let's see, human beings that are immigrating into the country illegally are gonna it's gonna be reach about 1 million people. Okay, and they keep using I mean, they've been using it for like the past what, 10 years. They keep saying, oh, there's about 1 million undocumented people in the U.S. And there's now reports that it's way above that, and way above twice that much. So that would be like 22 million people, and they think probably above that too. So that number that everybody uses on both sides, the righties and the lefties, use that number, and they should at least, clarify that to let everybody know that no, it's more than just 11 people, 11 million people, excuse me. So it's that's going to be a problem. And people say, well, they're not doing anything. Well, yeah, they are draining resources that should go to U.S. citizens. Okay, we've got all these. You can drive, probably drive in any major city in California. I know I can drive throughout Sacramento, and you'll see people pitching tents on the side of the Alta Arden Expressway. There's the Alta Arden Expressway, which is nobody's house faces that expressway, but backyards face it, and there's walls between the expressway and there's somebody's backyard. But all along the wall, there's people living. They carved out a little place in the area there, and they pitched the tent and they're living. Nobody's making them move, so I guess that's what that was okay for them to live there. But we got all these homeless people in California, and they're spending a bunch of money to house undocumented immigrants or illegally immigrants that immigrated illegally against the laws of the U.S. and put them up in hotels, you know, which is kind of ridiculous. And some of these homeless people are veterans, you know. Just toss them aside. They went out and did something for you, and you're going to just toss them aside. It's just, there is a crisis at the border, and the Joe Biden administration is not doing anything about it. Okay? It's obvious that they don't want to do anything about it. They want this to happen because it is happening. They say that they're making progress, but nobody sees the progress that they're making. We see more buildings going up for processing them through the border faster. If it was up to them, they just let them come in. They wouldn't even process them. But the law's making them do that. And if they did that, there would be a big backlash. And that's the only reason why they don't do it, you know, because the people that really, you know, the people that really hate what's going on would probably start shooting people. You know, so it's a big mess out there. And it's just getting worse. And you know, you hear about all this spending that the president wants to do. I mean, they passed the COVID relief bill, almost what it is, $2 trillion or almost $2 trillion, and a bunch of it's, you know, and they haven't even finished spending the relief bill that Trump has passed. That's not even all spent yet, you know. And a good portion of that President Biden passed the his COVID relief bill. That's not going to get spent at all until years down the road. So what does all this mean? You know, what does that mean? You know, where's that money? What's that? Why? Where's that money going to go? What's it going to do? Anyway, it's. These, like I said, I'm convinced that Joe Biden is his family is going to be set for life. They're going to be rich unless things fall apart where somebody blows the whistle on them and exposes them for who and what they are. They're just going to be set for life, and we're the ones left holding the bag, you and me. Okay, unless you're one of Joe Biden's good buddies or family members listening to this, which I doubt. So have a good one, everybody.